This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven past the hour. Monday.
Finally.
I know, right? Yes. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on the DJB show. The flipping to Christmas music. I get a kick out of all the my brother in the radio business trying to figure out the riddle of when to change now that we are done with Halloween. It's the different ownership. You know, the big radio stations, most communities, a couple of different owners, and they all want to get the jump. They want to be first. Because if you're not first, right?
If you're not first, you're last.
Yeah, right. Right. So if there are two stations. Yes.
Yeah, I have three Christmas stations on my car radio right now from satellite.
Really?
Yeah. And I've been listening a little bit. Yeah. See, what's great about it, when it's early and you start your Christmas listening early, you can really kind of fast forward through the songs you don't want to hear, and you can go to something else. Otherwise, if you're like me, when you get a little closer to Christmas, you feel the pressure to just sit through and suck it up through, like, Marshmallow World, even though you don't like that one. You feel like you need it to get in the spirit. So now when Marshmallow World comes on, I can just bypass that. You know?
I don't think I know that song. Marshmallow?
It's a Marshmallow World.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Is it Susie Snowflake, right? Rosemary Clooney?
Rosemary Clooney, yes.
I've got to get that one off. Oof.
Yeah, that's George Clooney's aunt.
Sorry, George.
So but it's very interesting to see how these there are two, and this is what sort of is said. This is behind the scenes sort of shop talk, how they set their station playlist. The one that comes out first, if it's a pop station, it mostly is playing the pop hits of Christmas, not the secular. And the serious ones, and oh, holy night, the star is gently shining, or brightly shining. The first one's going to do the pop stuff, the second one's going to do what's considered real Christmas music. And I always kind of have plopped off of those because I think it's boring. Frankly,
what? Jesus is the reason for the season,
silent.
My friend.
I know that. Of course I know that. But under the circumstances, what do you want to listen to? Oh, holy night.
John Legend. I love his Christmas album.
Yeah, me too. Like we just heard. Yep, up for that. All right, so there we go. You'll now know the reason why one station is playing certain type of Christmas music and another one is playing another kind of music. And they're really these guys, and I say this lovingly to my brother, and most of the program directors I know are pretty anal. You don't think that's the case? Oh my God. Anyway, and they get so serious about the music
about
they play.
Stuff.
Well, it's not, no.
What's wrong with them?
Oh, yeah.
It's not silly, like your right? job depends on good ratings or anything.
No. No, I just think that if you look at, if you are going to do Christmas music and you can do pop Christmas music, it's hard to go wrong. Unless you mix them, if there's only one station in town and you mix up Holy Night with, jumping around the Christmas tree or rocking around the Christmas tree. It just doesn't. You go from Silent Night to rocking around the Christmas tree. Sounds ridiculous.
No.
Yes.
People like variety when it comes to Christmas music.
No. I don't want to listen to that stuff. Maybe I should have my own, maybe Michael Bublé and Mariah Carey and John Legend. I should have my own playlist. What do you think? Is that a good idea?
You can make your own playlist. Yeah.
That could happen now, actually, if you want
good.
To.
Matter of fact. All right. So Nancy Pelosi, Jennifer, has warned her fellow Democrats that the liberal ideas that fire up the party's base will make us all big losers. I thought that was pretty interesting. You got to win the Electoral College to win the election. Hello, duh. We don't necessarily, or at least Victoria and I don't like that, but Jennifer loves it. And let's see what happens if it...
I don't love it. I just love the Constitution.
Yeah. Well, in this case, it's outmoded. Anyway, I thought that was interesting that she warned the Democrats to...
Well, she's not wrong, because Elizabeth Warren said the exact opposite. Elizabeth Warren said that she was bashing anybody who is more moderate, which I think is ridiculous.
Of course it is, and that's why she'll lose. She's not going to get it. The base may love that stuff, but whenever you get into the base, and that's all... See, that's where the primary... That's where everybody loses. The focus on the primary being the most important election, it is much more important than the general election. Because there you weed out
the primary to get to the general. Right.
Right. Yeah.
But see, I think it's funny that both of you are saying that you want someone more moderate, because if you did get rid of the Electoral College, all you would get are the Elizabeth Warren plus, 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 plus. You'd get, I mean, Bernie and Elizabeth would look like nothing, because all they'd have to do is appease to the WACs on each coast. You'd appeal to the whack jobs that I have to live with in California, and you'd have, no offense to you, Victoria, the whack jobs in New York that don't want anything moderate, because that's all you would need to win an election if you had the popular vote. And so that's the argument. You guys actually just brilliantly made the argument that I would make against the losing the Electoral College.
Yeah, I don't agree with that at all.
I don't agree with that as the way it would shake down. But the interesting thing, though, is that because there isn't really... At this point, it doesn't seem to have there isn't a candidate that has a clear majority. So what happens if they get there is no clear winner for the primary? What happens then?
These people will start jumping out. There will be. If not, you go to a contested convention, and that's where people are floating the ideas of Michelle Obama helicoptering in. And actually, that's where my story starts today. I don't know if you want to talk
ahead.
About
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, let's
sort
go.
Of an interesting one, a hypothetical matchup, actually, that Harvard Harris did a poll on, and the results just came out. So what they did is they asked people who would vote in the presidential primary for the Democrat Party in 2020. They said, if there was a hypothetical matchup between Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden, who would you vote for? And this is really interesting, because just remember, Hillary's getting back into politics. I don't know that she'll run again, but Bill Clinton just a week or two ago said, maybe she'd get back in again. The poll found that 19% would support Biden and 18% would support Hillary Clinton. So if Hillary decides to drop in, she could be a total game changer in this race. And don't tell me that she doesn't read these polls, because she's scouring for her name.
Yeah, but,
Now, without Hillary in the race,
I can't... You know what it is? It's not even about Hillary. It's just I can't go through an entire campaign of Trump just yelling, lock her up. I can't handle that.
Lock her up.
Well, all right. Without Hillary in the race, the poll found that Joe Biden would actually get 33% of support with the Democrats. Nearly half of his supporters, though, and this is what Hillary's got to be seeing today, half of his supporters would jump ship and back Hillary if she were to enter the race. So kind of interesting. Mm-hmm.
So, under the circumstance, as long as we're talking about politics, I guess this is somewhat political. There is a looming government shutdown. I forgot about this until I just noticed.
Is that happening?
Yeah. What is the government, the spending? I don't know. The shutdown is forecast for later this month, if, and then there's don. So, this looks pretty political. To me, from what I can see.
It will be. I don't think it will. I don't think it will shut down. President Trump said he would leave the door open for shutting down the government before Thanksgiving. And this would be about funding, basically. It's a late November funding deadline, which, of course, would get very political. A lot of Democrats are saying Trump may just shut things down. I don't think that this is going to happen. I think both parties right now know that they've already ticked off enough people with this impeachment battle. And I don't think that they're going to go. I mean, I can't imagine that they would go in this direction at this point. But we'll see.
Look how much money it cost everybody in the last shutdown.
Yeah. Someone needs to get serious about going after the debt, whether that's Trump or, it's not going to be a Democrat.
Trump's causing the debt.
Well, he is, but one of the big things he's running on is to try to cut the debt down. That's part of his platform in the next couple of years, and he may be the only one.
The last time.
Well, no, actually, it wasn't. It wasn't part of his platform. His part, the bulk of his platform before was to boost spending for the military and to strengthen military spending, which he did, and that obviously costs money, but. I think what you're going to see here is somebody who needs to have the backbone to go in and really cut apart the entitlements issue in this country, because that is what costs the country the most. And I don't know that anybody but Trump, whether you like him or hate him, I don't think there's anybody with the backbone to actually go in and do that but him. So I don't know.
He could make caused such a problem with the debt by that massive tax cut to all of the top 1% people. That cost the country a lot. That added to the debt. So he does that. Now he wants to go in and cut entitlement programs for people.
I mean, the argument is look at where the economy is. And what do you
that did
so,
not help the economy, though. That tax
well,
cut.
Well,
I think in
they,
some
you
ways
you don't know that.
Invest,
yeah. But
they,
of course it
because,
did.
No, it didn't. Because they didn't invest. Those CEOs and all the people who made all the money from those tax cuts, they didn't invest back into the company. They didn't hire new people.
They
bought right back into their own companies. That backfired. That's not something he could stand strongly on.
All right, well, there we are, boys and girls. Today's political discussion. Meanwhile, I noticed that Mr. Yang, who's one of the candidates on the Democratic side, said he's for impeachment, but... And there's a downside, and there sure is, and they're beginning to realize what the downside is. So let's see where it all shakes up. Later on in the hour, the Chicago teacher walkout is over, plus some airplane and airline news. That will tickle your fancy, I'm sure. This is the DJV program with a recommendation now from the Dougster for those of you, or those of us, who like sugary products. I went to a wedding, and my niece said to me, Uncle Dougie, would you like to stick your finger into the wedding cake? And, of course, Uncle Dougie was happy to oblige by sticking my finger into the wedding cake. I had just cut my finger, however, and her husband noted that I stuck my finger that was cut into the cake.
Ew.
That was quite yummy. Anyway, that sort of answered the call to sweetness, right? You like sweet things? That's fine if you have a good blood count, but if you're like a lot of Americans, a third of Americans are either pre-diabetic or they have type 2 diabetes. Didn't know the numbers were that high, but they are. And so now, thanks to Curalin, you can live a normal life. This is the most advanced glucose support system in the world that is all natural. You can live normal lives again thanks to these clinically tested ingredients that are enumerated at Curalin.net. C-U-R-A-L-I-N, Curalin.net. You will have the metabolism of fats taken care of. And also metabolism of sugar, which is basically the same thing. There are sugars and carbs that you have in your system. You got to break all of that down. And that's what you'll find. If you go to facebook.com/Curalin, you can get a lot of info there, plus Curalin.net. The winning type 2 diabetes treatment is Curalin. And that's my message. The bottom line is, if your fasting glucose levels are going up, you better go to Curalin.net and see how you can use this product to keep the numbers where they need to be. Reduces cravings as well. Helps in digestion. And for a limited time, if you're listening to this program, you can get $20 off your first order, first bottle of Curalin. Use the DJB code and join tens of thousands of people that have found the easy, natural way to manage healthy blood sugar levels. Visit Curalin.net, enter promo code DJV, solve the problem. Go to Curalin.net, promo code DJV, for $20 off your first bottle.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tune from Katy Perry, who turned 35 last week and jet her off to Egypt with her fiancé, Orlando Bloom. They went to celebrate her birthday in a series of photos that were posted on Instagram. Katy stands among the pyramids against the red sunset, smiling alongside of Orlando Bloom. Has she been with him for a long time, Victoria? I don't know.
A couple years, yep.
Here. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think they've been engaged now for about a year.
Really?
Dated a couple years before that.
Is she still on American Idol this year? I think she is.
Yes.
She? Yeah. Mm-hmm. She wrote, quote, "Ancient Egyptians believed that when you pass on, your heart had to be weighed. It had to be lighter than a feather to be qualified for the trip to the afterlife. My mother has called me Feather since I was a girl, and I hope after all is said and done, my heart is as light as one." This is 35. I'm 35. Orlando shared some the photos to honor his mother's birthday, apparently the same day as Katie's. He wrote, quote, "Like looking out over the entire cosmos, Egyptian magic got my heart open to a download of love for my Scorpio's Wonder Woman, both celebrating their birthdays." So, yep, it is the month for Scorpios.
Scorpios.
On the Eastern calendar, anyway. They're Libra. If they're on the, I'm sorry, they're on the Western calendar as Scorpios, Eastern calendar would have them as Librans. How about that? I didn't start a conversation on the half, don't you think? What's he talking about? What?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. All right, so that's that story from Katy Perry. She's quite tall. Didn't I see her in a picture? I think I made mention of it. She was with somebody that I knew, and she was standing next to them, and she was quite a bit taller. How tall is she?
You know, I don't know.
Katy Perry?
I really have no idea. She's always in giant heels, so maybe that could... maybe she's 26. Standing next to Luke Bryan because they both are on American Idol together.
Ah, right. 26 past the hour here on the DJV program, so moving on to the next musical focus. It's Lee Greenwood. Going to be appointed to the John F. Kennedy Center Board of Trustees. during an address by the president, he announced that Mr. Green would be appointed to the Board of Trustees, where he will serve as a member through September of 2024. President Trump was thanked by Greenwood. He said, "I just found out I was appointed as a trustee. This is a tremendous honor. Kennedy Center is the premier performance hall in the U.S. I think that's... Is that
it's
true?
So beautiful. I love
it. It is beautiful. Yeah, it's, yeah.
I would say Carnegie Hall and probably the Kennedy Center.
Yeah, I was
going
to say Carnegie Hall. Yeah,
right?
Right. Yeah.
But I don't understand this. So the president is the person who appoints trustees to the John F. Kennedy Center?
Yeah, I thought
he doesn't even go to the Kennedy Center? I don't understand how he has a...
Because that's the president's job, apparently. One of the things the president's supposed to do. It isn't.
I thought that was not like a political organization. It's just the Kennedy
Center. No, it's
not.
But when it was set up by the Kennedy Endowment, they were, I think they just said, whenever there are board members that are needed, the president at the time will appoint them. I believe that that's the rule, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, the... let's see here. Greenwood has met or performed for 9 presidents, continues to serve on the National Endowment of the Arts, National Council on the Arts. He was appointed to those positions by President Bush 2008. Earlier this year, he celebrated 35 years of his patriotic classic, God Bless the USA, which was featured in his 1984 album, You've Got a Good Love Coming. I remember that from July 4th more than anything else, don't you? That song, God Bless the USA, it's played more, I think, on the 4th. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so musical focus here, which is pretty constant during this part of the program, is 28 after the hour.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Whistleblowers, by definition, remain unidentified. But in this case, President Trump wants to make an exception. He's calling on the whistleblower at the root of his impeachment inquiry to come forward.
He was like a big anti-Trump person, hated Trump, and they said terrible things. Now, I don't know if it's true or not.
Meanwhile, the anonymous whistleblower's lawyer says they've given Republicans in Congress the opportunity to submit written questions that the whistleblower would answer under oath and penalty of perjury. Authorities in Southern California say the wildfires are largely under control now, but risk of new ones remains high. The Ventura County Fire Department says the Maria fires burned about 10,000 acres north of L.A. It's now 70% contained. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now 34 at the hour on the DJV program for Monday, the 4th of November. Do you know that the countdown starts actually today, Victoria? 1 year from today, it'll be the next election.
Wow.
Yeah. We're having our local
election. We have another year to go.
I know. I mean, this goes on and on and on and on. Oh. My God.
Oh. I'm
tired of it. It's so silly. But anyway, 1 year countdown to election day 2020. It's just amazing how many people are angry, what they're angry about, impeachment.
We've got a lot of problems that are not even being addressed. I think that's where a lot of people feel frustrated.
Yeah, and we're wasting all this time on impeachment.
Yeah.
That was very interesting. PBS had, I was watching this on, no, it was CNN, as a matter of fact, and I'm not much of a fan of CNN, but I was watching this in-depth overview of the impeachments of the past, and how this is similar and how it isn't. It really isn't similar to either Nixon's or Clinton's.
Yeah, so, that's true. Yeah.
See where it all goes. All right, Airbnb. Interesting focus on that. What's the story, Victoria?
Yeah, this is a terrible story. So I don't know if you, as we just have been saying, there's so much going on. But so we may have maybe not have talked about this, but at a Halloween party in San Francisco, this was an Airbnb rental. It turned into a massive house party, and five people were shot and killed. And so now Airbnb is responding to this, saying that they are now, now this is a global online, you know, Airbnb market. So they're saying that what they're going to do, the CEO tweeted that Airbnb will expand screening of high-risk reservations, create a party house rapid response team, and potentially remove anyone from its site who breaks the rules. And so they basically, essentially what they're saying is no more parties, no more party houses, we're banning it, it's not going to happen anymore. So they're going to be, now this may make it tougher for people to book through Airbnb because owners of the properties obviously don't want these parties. And, you know, I actually, Lewis and I just booked an Airbnb for December, and it, in all capital letters it says no parties under any circumstances. And I've noticed that a lot of the listings have very strong language against adding more people in. And so it's not an easy thing to regulate, but it looks like now coming from the top of Airbnb, from the CEO, Brian Chesky, it looks like this is going to, I mean, it's a terrible situation. They said this particular party, they advertised it on social media. It drew more than 100 people. And so it's, and you know, look, some of the Airbnbs, I think it was down in Mexico last year, maybe around this time, the family, I think they were American, they died from carbon monoxide poisoning because there wasn't a carbon monoxide detector in the house. And so there are a lot of safety issues that have come up for Airbnb. Having this, having a house party kind of atmosphere, that all through Manhattan, people have complained that they've rented out their apartments for a weekend and people have these massive parties and the entire property is just ruined. So it's I think it's about time to call it quits on party houses. I think that's a good thing.
Calling quits on teacher strikes ought to be something else that we discuss and figure out. The latest one, the worst one for a while, was the Chicago teacher strike, which ended on Friday, and the students, most of 300,000, are back in school today. It was pretty bitter, lots of back and forth, the same kind of stuff that seems to be the norm in Chicago. Lots of disagreements, and nothing seems to be working right, nothing is smooth. It's such a shame to see all this stuff happening there. A lot of squabbling, class sizes, nurses. They'd cut out nurses in school. Do you have, I can't remember any of my elementary, middle school, high school, we had nurses in all the schools. Did you have nurses when you were
nursing
in school?
I feel like this is a new thing in the past few years. That
what,
has
having
started
them or
to get
cutting
cut,
them out?
Cutting them out, cutting the budget,
cutting the budget for all kinds of things. Crazy stuff. Speaking of cutting the budget, the fate of 737s now, there's a different problem. The 737 Next Generation, which was the third iteration of the 737, the MAX is the fourth. First 737s came down the production line in late 1967. So it's been the same basic design. And as they've wanted to have more capacity because they stopped building the 757 in the late 80s, which was a fabulous plane, still a lot of them around, but they didn't want to have two planes they thought competed with each other. So they stretched the 737 out so it could carry almost as many passengers as the 757. And they've done that. They keep stretching it. And that is, they, when I say stretching it, there's a jig that they build the planes on. And when they want to make them bigger, they just add a couple of jigs. And so they put an extra, the first 737s held 117 passengers. And then the next generation had 139. The generation after that had 159, I think. 156, I can't remember. And then the latest one, the 800s, they carry 189 passengers. And so they keep, but they've put new engines on them as they've changed the models. The 737 next generation, which was built starting about 24 years ago, now these planes are getting, many of them older. Air New Zealand just grounded all 120 of the 737 next generation planes they had because in an inspection, they take x-rays, Victoria, and they judge the health of the fuselage with these x-rays to find out if there are any hairline cracks. and they found hairline cracks in 8 of their planes. So, excuse me, they grounded them all. And then there's another story that's, that's floating around in, I want to say it wasn't Singapore, but it's an Asian country that had 120 Airbus A320s. They grounded all of them last week because there's a problem with the engine on a bunch of them, Pratt & Whitney engines, manufactured in New Haven, Connecticut. So they told the operator of the airline they had 30 days to change all the engines in all the planes, or they were going to ground them permanently. So, as you can imagine, Airbus is all wrenched up about that. You know, just looking at these things, and I saw something in the Wall Street Journal that really brings it all back home. There's an there's a supplier of airplane wings in Ireland that was just bought out by the folks at Airbus. And it was in the company's called Bombardier, and they were bought out by Boeing. But yet this company was making the Boeing owned the company that was making the wings for the Airbus planes. And so, I mean, it just gets to be, when you look at all of the components and see how similar these planes are, many of them, the wings are the same, fuselage comes from the same plant, lots of things, interior come out of the same plants. So there's really not much more, you know, there's not much difference in these planes anymore. And it's really very interesting to see how this stuff, at the moment, Boeing has 430 737 MAX sitting on the tarmac at their plant in, do you realize what kind of dough that is?
Yeah.
What kind of dough is tied up in that? Yeah. It really is crazy. Here's something that's not crazy. Getting a good night's rest. You've had spring ahead, fall back. So you had the fall back. You got an extra hour of sleep. That's wonderful. So can you do that every night? Probably not. So, but can you get the benefit of having a great night's sleep every night? Yes, you can. And you can do that with the help of MyPillow, the amazing company that has been around now for, I think, 15, 16 years. Mike Lindell, who is the founder, was an engineer. He still is. He didn't like he couldn't find a mattress and a pillow that he liked that he could good night's rest on. So now, he's created this whole thing himself. Built a pillow, and people said, you know, he was talking about what he was doing in his garage as a hobby. And people said, well, let's make a pillow for me. And then it started, and the business grew from there. Great American success story. My pillows are the best sleeping aid you can have. You can try one and see what I'm talking about without any risk. Because all the MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special tab, and get deep discounts using the DJV code. That's it. Great radio specials, 50% off, 60% off, 65% off. Save all kinds of dough. And by the way, they're coming out with towels pretty soon. Do you see that, Victoria? Pretty soon,
yeah.
MyPillow is going to have towels as well for us to talk about. So it's all there. I get the lowdown at MyPillow.com. Buy what you want with confidence, with the money-back guarantee. Wash them and dry them. Use the promo code DJV for the best prices.
Does someone you know or love have type 2 diabetes? Well, they're not alone. 1 in 3 Americans has type 2 diabetes or could be pre-diabetic. Check out Curalin. To help support healthy glucose levels, Curalin is a dietary supplement that addresses the issue of glucose support. Curalin is a blend of ancient Ayurvedic practices and modern science, and it works very quickly. Curalin is comprised of 10 natural ingredients. Each one has been tested for its specific effect on glycemic response. So if you need support maintaining healthy blood sugar levels, you owe it to yourself to check out Curalin.net. Curalin does not only support blood sugar, but it helps support weight loss, digestion, and reduces cravings. For a limited time, DJV listeners will receive $20 off their first order. Tens of thousands of people have found that finally there's an easy and natural way to manage healthy blood sugar levels. Visit Curalin.net and enter promo code DJV to reclaim your life. That's Curalin, Curalin.net, code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
45 at the hour on the DJV show. Well, with the focus on early Christmas music, Victoria, that we had a little earlier on. I guess it's appropriate for us to start thinking about some other things that are ancillary to Christmas. And one of the things that is very productive at this time of year is a focus on wreaths across America. Karen Worcester, the executive director, is here to bring us back around into familiarity with what Wreaths Across America is all about. Karen, welcome. Bring us into this, will you please?
Good morning, and thanks for having me on. Wreaths Across America is a 501c3 with a mission to remember the fallen, honor those that serve, and most importantly, to teach our children the value and the cost of freedom. And we work all year with that mission, but at the end of the year, this all comes together as we place veterans' wreaths on December 14th this year at over 1,900 locations all over the country. And this year, we actually will be going overseas to Luxembourg and a couple other places to remember the sacrifice, to say the names of the fallen, and to embrace their families at the holiday times, which are very difficult times for people who have either lost loved ones to service or to people who are separated because of service over the holidays. And so we love our mission. We have over 2 million volunteers nationwide. And it's just a good time as we gather for the holidays to remember those who have made this freedom to celebrate those holidays possible.
I remember vaguely last year because we're getting close to Veterans Day, and it seemed to me this thing started with a connection to Veterans Day, and then the wreaths were used. They were placed sometimes early on, if it was early in the season, if they were had been made, put them on the soldiers' graves, and then the families brought them to their homes after that. Is that something that was just last year, or is that something that may take place this year?
We actually Wreaths Across America started, it was a family thing. It was started out as the Arlington Project, and it started in 1992 when the Worcester family, who had been in the Christmas wreath business for many years, had a surplus of wreaths. And my husband, it was late in the season actually, in 1992, and he had a surplus of wreaths. He had about 5,000 wreaths that he didn't have a place for. And he recalled a trip that he had won as a paperboy when he was 12 years old to Arlington. And one of the stops that they went to was the cemetery there in Arlington. Mm-hmm. And it made a huge impact on him as a 12-year-old boy. So he got it in his head that it would be a nice way for the family to say thank you if we could place those on the gravestones at Arlington. And that was, we spoke at that time about gravestones, and I remember he got permission to go. He took a couple of local volunteers. He got a couple of local people down in the D.C. area, and it took him all day to place 5,000 wreaths.
Uh-huh.
And he went to place wreaths on gravestones, but as he placed each wreath and as he knelt before that stone and read each name, it became so impactful of how personal it is. This isn't decorating. This is actually taking a moment to remember that person as you say their name out loud. And later on, we heard a quote that really rings true, that you die twice. The first time when you stop breathing, your heart starts beating, but the final time is when your name is spoken for the very last time.
Mm-hmm.
And so it became so important. So literally, we had wreaths left over. We wanted to say thank you as a family, but it impacted our family so greatly that we went every year after.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Every time we say goodbye, baby, it hurts.
Lady Gaga in the movie news. Chucker's not with us today. It's Monday, the 4th of November. A couple of interesting stories about, well, as always on Monday, the box office totals. And how the new movies are doing, and what are the next new movies. So Gaga is now assigned to a new role. She's playing Patrizia Reggiani. How'd I do, Victor? Okay?
Not too bad, not too bad.
Patrizia Reggiani, the ex-wife of Maurizio Gucci, who was tried and convicted of organizing her ex-husband's assassination. She served 18 years in jail. So this is her story, apparently, and Gaga's going to play it.
It's pretty juicy. This is the Gucci fashion empire. This is going to be a great role for her, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I'm also thinking that she's probably been very picky about what she's been offered.
Yeah.
You know, because she doesn't want to probably just do movie musicals forever.
No, not at all. I wouldn't have thought. Speaking of that, the latest story on the update of the Bee Gees project, Steven Spielberg originally thought he was going to do it, and then because he kind of spaced out Barry Gibb with a 100-page contract. Barry says, I'm not looking at this, and I'm not going to sign it. It's too complicated. So somebody else came along, a British producer named Graham King, who did Bohemian Rhapsody. He went to Barry Gibb, and Barry Gibb then signed off on his deal. And then Steven Spielberg got wind of it. And you don't mess with Steven Spielberg. They all agreed that he'd invest in it because he's very tied into it, and they'll have his influence. So I'm guessing that's a good thing, Victoria, at the end of the day.
Yep.
I'm guessing Terminator was the big movie of the weekend. I went to see Motherless Brooklyn last night, an Ed Norton movie with Bruce Willis. And frankly, I thought it was quite a good movie. I didn't know what to make of it at first. I didn't see a lot of promotion for it. Yeah. Norton is a quirky actor for sure. And so I wondered, okay, is this going to be something?
That's been his pet project, I think, right?
Yeah, it's his. It is. Yep, yeah. Yeah. It's his project.
He's a great actor. He's a weirdo.
He's a very good actor. Yeah, he's a very, very weird dude, but he's a good actor. And he apparently likes Bruce Willis a lot. And Bruce played sort of a secondary role in this. A bunch of really well-known black character actors are in it. And it's a good story. Alec Baldwin plays the heavy. He's very good at playing the heavy. He's very good in this. I think Alec Baldwin is one of the least sung. What's the most unsung? I think he's actually a terrific actor.
He is. And
He's everywhere, and is happy. He won't. No, it's interesting. He won't do a movie based in L.A. He'll do a movie in New York and he'll do a movie in Europe, but he won't do a movie in L.A. I thought that was very interesting.
Huh.
Well, if you go to the, if you see him in movies, you see all the roles he plays are either in New York, the movies are based in New York, or they're based in Europe. So anyway, I'm looking at the story. Linda Hamilton stories are all over the place this weekend because of the Terminator. And she was married to James Cameron afterwards. But apparently she tells a story in one of the interviews where she goes nuts on Cameron for, as she described it, not treating me like a human being. They were shooting a film, shooting a scene, and she wasn't sure she liked it, so she wanted to see it again. And Cameron said, "We don't have time for this. We got to move on." And so she took him behind the set and ripped him a new one. Everybody could hear it. And so she got her wish, and then apparently he took a liking to her and married her and was with her for 7.5 years. She has not aged well. I don't think.
No.
She's
Arnold is at least 10 years older than she is, and he looks so much better.
Right. Well, she's been a big smoker all of her life, and you can see what toll it takes on you when you're a big smoker like that.
But you are correct. Terminator was the number one film this weekend at the box office. However, it didn't. It had what I guess critics are calling a very disappointing opening. It opened with $29 million on 4,000 screens. Yeah, it's not great. Number two was The Joker. That's still hanging in there. That's made $300 million now. That's just in the domestic box office. Maleficent was in third. That's made $84 million. The new movie Harriet, which is about Harriet Tubman's story, the movie looks incredible. I don't know if you've seen previews for that. That opened this weekend to $12 million.
I wanted to see that. I wanted to see that.
And that opened on only 2,000 screens and made $12 million. So it kind of shows you that for double the number of screens, Terminator really didn't do that well. Adam's Family came in fifth, and then Motherless Brooklyn, the movie you saw, that came in ninth place. That made $3.5 million. That also just opened this weekend, too. But I think that might end up being more of like a word-of-mouth kind of movie.
Yeah, it is. And it's, as Chuck would say, an art house movie. Mm-hmm. But it really, I thought it was quite a good movie, frankly. A good story. I like good stories, and good actors together make for an enjoyable couple of hours. 59 past the hour. Thanks to Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the DJV program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.